we go on a Thursday. Hi, everybody, and welcome to X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan. I'm Matt Shepard. Ben is our producer. Glad to have you on board. Wherever it is, you may be listening. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. And our text message on how you can get involved, sports radio to 21,000, and then you jump on board. In case you missed it yesterday, I doubt you did since it's an afternoon game, but in case you missed it, the Tigers were a hard luck loser to the Texas Rangers. Hard luck loser in the sense that they misplayed three balls. They made three errors, okay? It's starting to get a little disconcerting when you look at the Tigers' offense. We'll get into that here in a moment and get your thoughts on it. There's no reason to panic because of the extent of this season. We've got a long way to go. There's really no reason to do that. On the other hand, it's okay to look at it and say, you know what? This is ridiculous. This should not be happening so early. I guess it depends on your point of view. Do you believe that defense is ahead of offense? Pitching is ahead of hitting. We have these sayings, right? In football, that's what we always hear from coaches, don't we? Yeah, we hear, you know what? The defense is ahead of the offense. It takes a little while for it to get going. And I'm sure that's the case right now for the Tigers, but it is okay for us to have the conversation and say, this is the area in which they're struggling. It needs fixing. The players can do that. There's only so much a hitting coach can do, especially with a whole team. The players could do that. But at some point, and it's going to happen pretty quick, we're going to say to ourselves, I don't like the way this is looking right now, relying on the pitching. They're still above 500. They're still in third place. They're only two games back, but it's only 18 games. It is such a long season. That's the thing that people have to remember, and it's hard. I get it. You've only played, 9% of the games? Is that what it is? Anyway, so the Tigers lose yesterday in an afternoon affair to Texas. It's kind of windy. It was chilly. It was damp. There weren't many people there. Not a great atmosphere. All that stuff, right? Those are difficult games to muster up a little bit. Muster up that energy. You got to do it as a player. So the Tigers fall. They will wrap things up with their series with Texas today. 5-4 the final. Each team 7 hits. But again, the three errors, an absolute killer for Detroit. And I thought to myself right away, hey, wait a minute. They're not that great defensively. How many errors? They've made 8 errors. It's not like that's among the most in baseball. Jack Leiter is going to get the start for Texas in his major league debut against Kenta Maeda, who has not been very good so far. In the NBA, they had 2 play-in games. Sixers edged the Heat 105-104. They will play the Knicks. Philadelphia, led by Joel Embiid's 23 points and 15 rebounds. The other game pit Chicago and Atlanta. And it was Chicago in a rout, 131-116. Kobe White, who is better than I ever thought he would be. When I watched him play at North Carolina, I'm like, this guy's good. He's a good college player. He's unbelievable. 42 points last night. A career high for him to lead the Bulls past the Atlanta Hawks. And in the NHL, yes, the NHL regular season is now over. The story there was Tampa's win over Toronto 6-4 in two ways. One, Austin Matthews unfortunately did not get his 70th goal. Still, you finish with 69. That's a hell of a. The other is Nikita Kucherov boasted a goal and an assist. He picked up his 100th assist. That means the NHL had two players collect 100 assists in a season. The other was Connor McDavid. That's nuts, man. When I say to you, who leads the league in points, it's Nikita Kucherov. Have fun trying to figure out who's going to win the Hart Trophy this year. That's going to be tough. It really is. You're going to say no to Austin Matthews, who had 69 goals this season? You're going to say no to Nikita Kucherov, who led the entire league in points with 144? You're going to say no to that when he had 100 assists? The NHL has 100, two 100 assist guys. They went 32 years without one. And yet, this year they get two. That's incredible. You're going to say no to Nathan MacKinnon, who is probably the second best player in the world? No to Connor McDavid, who, look at what he did to turn things around there in Edmonton after they struggled to start? Oh, good luck with that. We got a phone call early on this Thursday morning.
That's right. We got Mark in Gun Lake.
All right. Hey, Mark, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good. I'm really good, Chef. Hey, I just wanted to, before I ask you the question, I just want to thank you for the great job you did with the Tigers the last few years on TV. That was awesome.
Oh, but, thanks a lot.
I've been doing some research on what you said about the Pistons. They're going to be in the top three or four pick. I don't even know hopefully they'll draw the ball to get the first pick. But I've been doing some research on you said there might not be a very good draft this year. There's a kid out of Tennessee. His name is Connect.
Dalton Connect. Yep.
Yeah, and he's 6'6". He's averaged 20 points a game the last 2 years. Yeah. He's a good rebounder, and he only turns the ball over 1.7 times a game, and the Pistons had a real tough time with Killian Hayes, and Jaden Ivey is just out of control when it comes to trying to keep the ball. I wanted to get your opinion on him, and I also wanted to get your opinion on Zach Edey, on what you think he might do in the NBA if he's a chance for the Pistons, but I know that would push Durin out of the middle, so I don't know about that, but I'd like to hear your opinion on that Connect kid, because I watched some highlights of this guy. He can shoot, and that's a 35-second shot clock. I'm not saying he's the next Larry Bird, but if you have to shoot the ball within 24 seconds, I think he can still continue to get 20 points a game in the NBA. So I'll hang up and listen to your comments. Again, thanks for the Tigers for the last few years. You did great. And I love your show, and I'll listen to your comments. Thanks.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. I greatly appreciate that. You know, it's it is not easy to call into a radio show. I respect everybody out there who has the guts to do that and talk a little bit about it and express their opinion. So I value your opinion. I like Dalton Connect a lot. I think he is a hell of a shooter. He's a great story. He really is. He's a fantastic story. I don't know if people know about the fact that he was at Northeastern Junior College. That's where he started his college basketball career. And then he went to the Big Sky Conference, and he transferred to Northern Colorado. And then he went to Tennessee. And he was the SEC Player of the Year. He's a first-team All-American. He's a really good shooter. I'm not going to claim to be an NBA scout, because oftentimes I see guys in college and I think, man, yeah, I think he'd be a pretty damn good pro, and he'd be better than a pretty good pro. Or I see a guy who in college who I think is halfway decent, could be a really good pro, and he ends up not being good at all. Dalton Kincaid is not a top five player, according to most people. And Zach Edey, his game probably doesn't translate either. We'll get into that when we come back on X's and Bros right after this across the great state of Michigan.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Thanks for waking up with us on a Thursday morning on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan, 866-838-4843. That's our phone number, 866-838-4843. The text line is Sports Radio to 21,000. Had an intelligent caller jump on board with us just before the break, and those are always tough things for a talk show host, to be honest with you. You would love to have an in-depth conversation, carry it out a little bit longer, and then you've got commercial breaks. So, apologies that we couldn't take it as long as we wanted to, but we can pick it up after the break. Mark was saying he likes Dalton Kincaid, and he likes him because he's a really good shooter. He doesn't turn the ball over. Pistons had problems with that. Wanted to know about Zach Edey as well. I'm not going to claim to be an NBA scout, an NBA general manager. But the NBA has become much more international than I can ever recall. Why is that? Yeah. I suppose we could say it's because the game has grown. That's great. There's plenty of international players who have played before. But I think a lot of it, too, is because you got a lot of college kids. They're not ready for the NBA, and they're one and dones. And I was hosting this show years and years ago, and I warned people of a few things. One, all the people who wanted to pay the college athletes, I said, you'll see what happens. It's going to be free agency. And I said, and then they'll unionize. Well, guess what? It has become free agency. There are schools that are talking about unionizing for athletes. And I said, same thing in the NBA. I said, here's what's going to happen. You're going to see a lot of kids, now that the NBA agrees to the one-and-done thing, you're going to see a lot of kids who think they're better than they are, one-and-done, just so they can quickly get to the NBA. And they're not ready. And that's exactly what's happened. I've tried to warn this. When I called Michigan basketball for 15 years, I said, I used to talk about this with other analysts around the country. I don't know if these guys realize there's only 64 guys who get drafted. This is not the NFL, man, where you're going seven rounds. It's not way back in the day either when there were multiple rounds in the NBA draft. There are two rounds. That's it. You have to be one of 64. That is very selective. But it's very frustrating, too. When you look at the NBA draft, and we'll find out May 12th where the Pistons fall, by the way. When you look at prognosticators, now these people are not always right. Oftentimes, they're more wrong than right. But this is what they do. They follow the sport closely enough. They are recognizing names that you and I have never heard of. And again, I like Dalton Kincaid. I think he's going to be a better-than-average pro. some people, and I read a mock about this the other day on Dalton Kincaid, because I do like him. They have him somewhere in their neighborhood of 8 to 10. And then I love when they compare certain players to other past pros. And this one was, can you take a guess? Any idea? Wally Szczerbiak. Couple of 6'6", 205, 210-pound guys, white guys who are going to be, you know, small forwards and shooting guards in the NBA. It's incredible. He had 30 to 40-point games. Can't recall exactly what, but I know he scored over 30 against Kentucky and Auburn and North Carolina and South Carolina and Florida. He had 37 in the Elite Eight. You would think his shot translates to the next level. His stroke. He's got good size. He can deck it and drive it. He's 22 years old. What's wrong with that? Suddenly that's old? Can he plug and play as a scorer? I would argue yes. I don't think a shot like that goes away. I think he's got a beautiful shot. Good free throw shooter, as Mark pointed out, handles the basketball and doesn't turn it over. Okay. Why would he be an 8 to 10 guy? Let me give you some of the names that I have been hearing. Stop me when you've heard them. Ben, are you a big college basketball guy? Are you a big NBA guy?
I watch Michigan State for college basketball, and then some Michigan.
Yeah. You watch one team. Okay. I like watching State too. I would ask you to broaden your horizon at least once in a while. Watch an SEC game. Watch a Pac-12 game if you can. It's not easy because you're up late and you're up early. Stop me when you've heard the name, okay? Alexander Sarr. Ever heard of him? No. That's because he plays for the Perth Wildcats. He's French. He's 7'1", 216 pounds. You know what he averages as an 18-year-old? About 9.5 points in 18 minutes. In his first 30 games in the French league, he made 16 triples. That's it. And they say he has the physical tools, the pro-level production, and translatable defense. That's what they say about him. He's a defensive impact, roaming shot blocker. He's become a strong candidate for number one. He's got unique skills for a 7-1 switchable rim protector. That's what they say about him. Zachary Risacker, or Risacker, don't know exactly how to say his name. Ever heard of him? No. Because he plays for J.L. Borgé Breeze, and he's French. He's 19. He shoots 26.5% from three, 69.5% from the free throw line. He's 18 years old, or 19 years old, rather. And they say he's a good-looking player and that he is a top-five pick. That's what they're saying. He's a top-five pick. Have you heard of Ron Holland? Not the high school Hall of Fame football coach who I played for, but Ron Holland. He's out of the G League. Averaged 19.5 points in the G League. They think he is a top six pick. Nikola Topic. He's an 18-year-old Serb. Getting all kinds of buzz. These are the guys that we're talking about here. I mean, Mark's talking about two recognizable college names, and I get it. We don't get a chance to watch these guys. I mean, you got to be an absolute basketball freak for you to watch some of these guys. So I wouldn't expect it either. How are we supposed to know? I don't know who these guys are. You're trying to tell me an 18-year-old in those leagues with those numbers is better than a college player who led his team deep into the NCAA tournament, was a first-team All-American, was throwing up huge numbers, like I mentioned, against some pretty elite competition, 36 over Georgia, SEC Player of the Year, SEC Newcomer of the Year, Julius Erving Award winner. You're going to take him over him? That's the way it's working. That's the way it's about to be this year in the NBA draft. 866-838-4843. That's the phone number on X's and Bros. I'm Matt Shepard. Glad you're with us on a Thursday morning across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Back with you on X's and Bros on a Thursday morning. Good to have you on board 35 minutes after the hour. Our phone number, 866-838-4843. Love to have the conversation with you. And here's the primary reason why. You will bring up things that I don't necessarily have on a list of things that I was going to talk about. Mark from Gun Lake brought it up perfectly this morning. Right out of the chute, on his way to work, hardworking dude, and what does he do? He says, you know, I've been doing some research on Dalton Connect. I like him. I want to know your thoughts on him and Zach Edey. I like Dalton Connect. Apparently, NBA scouts don't like him as much. I think one of the most difficult things to do is project how good a player is going to be as a teenager, then into a man in a man's league. It's really hard. You watch Jamarcus Russell at LSU? You bet you did. He was pretty damn good, huh? First overall pick, 2007. A bust. You ever watch Akili Smith when he played at Oregon? Third overall pick by the Bengals in 1999. He was really good. When Charles Rogers, Ben's wheelhouse now, when Charles Rogers was playing wide receiver at Michigan State University. And I saw him play at Saginaw. And then you see him translate his game to the collegiate level. He was a man amongst boys. I remember a former Washington offensive lineman by the name of Mark May, who was an analyst for ESPN at the time, said this: the best wide receiver in the world is Charles Rogers. That was over NFL guys who are currently in the league. Lions bought in, second overall pick in 20, in 2003. Total bust. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's, we could go on and on and on with the number of busts that you've seen at the professional level. It's really hard to figure it out. It's hard to project. I don't care if it's, well, since Mark talked about basketball, I don't care if it's Darko. I don't care if it's Anthony Bennett. I don't care if it's Greg Oden. I don't care if it's Sam Bowie. I don't care if it's Michael Olowokandi. I used to work with a guy way back in the day who said the Pistons have to do everything they can to get Michael Olowokandi. Big guys, I think, are really tough to project too, by the way. He said they have to do everything they can to get Michael Olowokandi. And he's a well-respected talk show host. He was drafted first in 1998. Never averaged more than 12 points a game. Kwame Brown. Now, he stuck around for a long time. Got some decent contracts. How about Hashim Thabeet? Do you remember him? I bet you do. Played at UConn. He was 7'3". He was the best shot blocker in the country. He's a nightmare in the paint. Number 2 overall pick. No offensive skills. In 224 NBA games in his career, he averaged 2.2 points per game. And he's 7'3". He was 7'3". I don't know where he is now. Played for 5 teams. Out of the league at 26. Somebody probably lost their job after that, wouldn't you think? I would guess. So I think it's really hard to project. I hope Mark is still listening. When you look at the NBA draft now, and it depends on where you go, all right? I mean, there are so many damn websites out there. How many truly do you believe? Whose opinions do you truly believe? You hope that the author of the article writing it is talking with general managers to get an idea of some of the players who will at least be in the mix. You're not going to get it right. Kyle Filipowski is a good college player at Duke, don't you think? I mean, if you watched him, I watched him quite a bit. I think he's a really good player. Is that going to translate to the NBA? Not at the same production level. Just because a guy's good in college doesn't mean he's going to be good in the pros, Trey Burke. I thought Trey Burke was an outstanding college basketball player. That's why he's the National Player of the Year. And he made a living in the NBA, but he wasn't what he was in college. Ben, you're a big Michigan State basketball fan.
Yeah.
Remember Cassius Winston?
Yes.
Of course you do. He's a hell of a player. You good in the pros? Nope. Never got a shot. Couldn't do what he did at college at the elite level. Guys are bigger, stronger, faster. Folks, I don't know who Alexander Sarr is. I don't know who Nikola Topic is. I don't know who Zachary Resacker, or however you say his name, or Matthias Buzelis, who's out of Lithuania. I don't know who Ron Holland is. You're lucky if you know who Rob Dillingham is out of Kentucky, or Reed Shepard is out of Kentucky. And this is what I mean. Reed Shepard at Kentucky, 6'3", 187. He's got a nice shot. People view him as a top 10 pick. I would not have thought that in watching him. It's different now, man. It's a lot different. You got to really look at, like, I thought that if you're looking at a big guy, I think Donovan Clingan for UConn is a pretty good player. I think he moves well. But they have him just outside the top 10. If you're the Pistons and you get a top 5 pick, you cannot miss. I say this all the time with teams. especially the NFL. But in the NBA, when you only have two cracks at it, for the most part, a first round and a second round, if you get something in the top 10, you cannot miss. And really, in the NBA, I don't even think it goes that deep. You can't miss. Phone number is 866-838-4843. Personally, I would trade the pick. They don't think it's a really good draft. I don't think the Pistons, who are the second youngest team in the NBA, need another young guy. You don't need another 19-year-old. Unless it's Victor Wembanyama, who's an absolute freak, who's better than anybody thought he would be, who's already a dominant player. What's a 19-year-old going to be able to do for your team when you come in, when you already have a really young team? I'd love to trade that pick. If somebody were interested, I'd love to trade it for some veteran capital, a guy who's been there, done that, and a future draft pick. 866-838-4843. To the phone lines we go. Ben, who's up next?
Yeah, we got James and Burton.
Hey, James, how are you today?
Hey, Matt, good to talk to you. I talked to you a couple days ago.
Yeah, great to have you on board.
Well, thanks a lot, man. You know, well, if I could say anything to you about that, Connect, I think Connect probably a little bit better than Wally Zerbe, when, you know, when he gets in the league and establishes himself. I think he'd be a little better.
Yeah, I'm just giving you what people use as a basketball comparison. You know, I mean, it's kind of funny how we just fall into traps. You know, so immediately you see a tall, good shooting white small forward. Wally Zerbiak was about 6'6", 6'7". I think he's a little heavier. Wally Zerbiak. If you got Wally Zerbiak, though, I mean, this is a guy who played what, 11 years in the league, was an all-star.
Bad.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. That's not a top five pick. You should want more out of a top five pick. And I think he was sixth overall when he came out of Miami. But he was a good player.
Sure, but Matt, I wanted to throw something at you real quick, and it's really off the wall. You know. What you've been talking about, but
okay.
You know, I've been just these Tiger games, and I keep looking at this offense. And you know something, Matt, in my world, now this is just something I'm throwing out there, and something I'd like to see. And I was wondering maybe your colleagues would give an opinion on this, but my opinion, that's all. I'd like to see Miggy come back. I think the dude could hit 240, 250 in his sleep still. And, you know, when you think about Torkelson and Green, and these guys, Green's average, both of them are right around 200. I think Torkelson's 211, and Green's 200 now or something with 20 strikeouts. But you know it's going to get better, but it's just my world. I would like to see Miggy come back. Ooh. And hold on, Matt. Yeah. There's a nice player with the Twins that I've seen the last year or two. Seemed like it's the same guy I seen on the baseball show. You know, I got the baseball package. And,
sure.
And this guy's mashing home runs. And
who are you referring to?
I can't think of his name. I want to say it started with an M. He's batting 080. He was batting 080, and they sent him down.
Yeah.
And he's similar, very similar to what Green and Torkelson would be.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you may be referring to Max Kepler.
I don't think that's it.
Okay.
I think it's...
He's batting about 80. That's the reason I bring that up. And he starts with an M. So that's the reason I say Max Kepler.
Thanks for the phone call. The M was his last name.
I'm sorry. The M was his last name. I got you.
I can't remember. I just seen it in a passing look.
I'll have to rack my brain a little bit for that. Matt Wallner is a guy. I don't think Max Kepler has any options. Okay. So it's Matt Wallner, you think that's who it is?
I think that seems okay. Like more like it was it than Kepler.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, you have to have, and thanks for the phone call. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy the conversation. Go ahead.
Again, just want to throw that out there about Miggy and what other callers might think about. Hey, yeah. I would think he'd come back for less than $5 million. And, I know it's just a dream, but there's another thing. It's his birthday today. He's 41.
I appreciate the phone call. Matt Wallner, just in case people were wondering, he's a Minnesota native guy from Forest Lake, Minnesota. He was Mr. Minnesota Baseball in 2016. He played his college ball at Southern Mississippi. He is struggling. He had options, no doubt about that. Here's what you have to do, though. Here's what you have to remember. Guy has to have an option. So there are options there, for sure. You could send him down. You have to have somebody replace him. So Minnesota has people who can take the place of Matt Wallner. I respect Miguel Cabrera and his career accomplishments. He's an amazing player. He's a first ballot Hall of Fame player, 2-time MVP, 12-time All-Star, Triple Crown winner, right? 7-time Silver Slugger. He won 4 batting titles. He's Player of the Year in the Major Leagues twice. The numbers are gaudy, okay? I mean, you don't do what he's done. He's such a rare player. He really is. I don't know if we completely appreciate just how good he was because of what we saw at the end of his career. I bet you that's probably not giving fans enough credit. I bet you they do. I my hope is that you're not jaded at all by his struggles to leave the yard anyway. So I think he hit .257 last year. Ben, you can correct me if I'm wrong there. But jaded by what he accomplished or what he did the last couple of years rather than what he did his first 20 years in baseball. But when you're the ninth player in the last 50 years to do what he's done, Brett and Raines and Henderson and Ripken and Sierra and Sheffield and Griffey and A-Rod, 20 and 40. It's incredible. Simply incredible. Not many people. I mean, we're talking about this is the elite of the elite. 7 players with 3,000 hits and 500 homers. Aaron, Mays, Murray, Palmeiro, Pujols, A-Rod. 1 of 4 players with 500 homers and 600 doubles. Aaron, Bonds, Pujols, Ortiz. This is the one that gets you more than anything. In the history of baseball, there are 3 players with 3,000 hits, 500 homers, 600 doubles. Aaron, Pujols, Cabrera. But he can't do it anymore. No, thank you. Yes, .257. That's what he hit last year. Helps to have called every one of his games, so that's good. So my mind isn't going just yet. .257. 24 extra base hits. 34 runs driven in 98 games. Injuries to the knee, injuries to the elbow, injuries to the bicep. No way. Wouldn't even entertain it. With all due respect to Miguel Cabrera, and I had a really good relationship with him, it was time. It was past his time. Had to go. Can't do it anymore. Not on, I mean, on top of that, think of all the preparation you'd have just to come back after not going through an off season of any training or spring training or anything like that. It's just no way. Absolutely not. I mean, for crying out loud, you've got to have, if that's how desperate you are, where you would reach to that level, my goodness, then that says, that's an even worse indictment on your franchise. Because that means you have nobody in the minor leagues that you can count on. And that's ridiculous. Simply ridiculous. So I wouldn't want to see that ever again. I'm done. It's not like you're getting the same guy who was 21 years old and was an all-star. You're not getting the 26-year-old who was fourth in the MVP race. Our phone number, 866-838-4843. We've got some texts we've got to get to, and we will do that on the other side. This is X's and Bros on a Thursday morning across the great state of Michigan.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery, they're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.